Greg Wolfram, this is David Neil Wolfram. Doug, you're hearing it this time, sir, so let's hold on.
Okay, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Can you bring forward the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in regard to the revocation hearing? I'll introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Louis Canonius, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. We're also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Correction, and he will also represent the parole office today. Well, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm swear you and Mr. Turner at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. After I read them and ask you if it's true or false, and if you think it's false, we'll go to Mr. Turner for some further information and talk about it, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, the one allegation that's on the warrant is violation of the condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about January 22nd, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay. Based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I'm going to find that Mr. Martinez was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Canellis, and Mr. Wright. Okay, sir, before we move into phase two, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Martinez was released from ADC custody on 1/22/2018 and arrested on 3/17/2018 by the Salt River Tribal PD on ADC warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to custody in ADC 3/17/2018 with an adjusted release date of 8/15/2018 with 54 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC. CUIR score is 2-1. Mental health score is 1. Substance abuse is 2. There's no STG information noted. No prior terms. No disciplinary. Other arrests. 1989, unlawful use of means of transportation in Texas, felony conviction, probation. 1990, burglary, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. Also in 1990, robbery, Texas, felony convictions, state prison. Offender has a GB score of G5B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision at this time. Looks like you were released without approved placement, and you absconded before residential placement could be established. Why did you abscond, sir?
I was having family issues, and I went to meet with my girlfriend and talked to her, and when I talked to her, she said I could stay with her, and at the time, she was going through the same issues, you know, having no place to stay, and she asked me to stay with her out on the street, so I just stayed out there and didn't report, sir. There's no excuse for it, but, you know.
Okay, so you just stayed homeless until you were arrested?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What were you doing when the Salt River Police arrested you?
Oh, I was going out there to try to find work. You know, before I went to prison, never went to prison, there was this lady that I used to go work for out there on the reservation and do her lawns and all that. Uh-huh. And I was just going out there, and then I stopped right there to cross the street, and I crossed the street before the red light, and then that's before the green light turned green, and then he stopped me, and then he ran a check on me, sir.
Okay. So there's no programming showing or employment or any of that?
No, sir.
So you just decided that staying with that woman would be preferable than reporting to your parole officer?
At the time I did, sir. I didn't realize it till, you know, it was too late, sir, you know?
Okay. Well, if, you were out of touch for almost 2 months, so that's...
Yes, sir. I didn't have no police contact till that day, you know?
Right, but you should have made contact with your PO, because a lot of times, especially if you're released homeless, they work with you a little bit so you can get you somewhere. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
I see no questions from my fellow board members. Sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing today. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat information that you've already given us. Okay?
All right, sir. Okay, sir. Go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
If given the opportunity again to be reinstated on parole, I will go to a halfway house or a treatment center to try to get my life back in order and finish the rest of this time and, you know, just enjoy, you know, just do what I have to do to stay out of prison, sir. And that's mainly what I have, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We're going to be going into discussion to make a decision. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, and we won't be addressing you. We ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and once we're done with our discussion and deliberations, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. This is interesting. It's an unfortunate situation. I think it's Mr. Martinez had just checked in with his PO and worked with him a little bit that he would have been able to overcome some of the problems without actually being reincarcerated. But the absconding like that is something that, especially when for periods in excess of a month, close to 2 months, it's hard to overlook. So at this point, I don't feel that Mr. Martinez is a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm willing to listen to the opinions or discussion from any of my fellow board members. Any discussion? Okay, based on all the information in Ward Number 2018W0243, Mr. Martinez's testimony, information from the Department of Corrections, our discussion. I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Martinez as he delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal razor company, specifically 54 abscond days where there was no contact with his PO and nobody knows exactly what he was doing. And that was my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Miller, seconded by Mr. Colonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, the board has voted to revoke your committee supervision at this time. Don't take it as a full-blown negative. It's just that the abscond days are a bit excessive. Any is really, but especially when you're pushing into 50, 60 days. We recommend that between now and it looks like you should be out of there on or about August 15th of this year, that you make some sort of a good plan for returning home and see if you can't pin down a place to stay and maybe even send out a little bit of communication looking for a job before you go, but at least make a good plan of what direction you want to go when you get released. You don't have a PO to report to or anything else like that. You'll be on your own, so it'll be totally up to you. But if you want to have a wardrobe that doesn't include too much in the way of orange, then you need to make sure that you don't violate any laws once you get out, sir.
Okay, sir.
All right, we do wish you the best of luck. And if you would, please put CO3 back on the phone, and this will end your hearing.
Okay, thank you, and have a good day, sir.
You too, sir.